We're here at Seacrest Studios with Dr. John Schlechter. He is a CHOQ Children's Pediatric Orthopedic Surgeon here with a special interest in sports medicine. As part of the CHOQ Children's Orthopedic Institute, he and his colleagues offer a wide range of programs specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of complex orthopedic injuries, illnesses, and disorders in children and adolescents. Welcome to the studio, Doctor. How are you today?
Great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So today we're going to talk a little bit about sports overuse injuries. And those kind of injuries, I believe they're more common than the normal breaking of a bone or, that kind of stuff that you see that most of us think about a lot of the time when it comes to these injuries. I think they're more stress-based injuries. Is that something that's correct?
Oh, yeah. At least in my practice, Brian, you're totally right. I definitely see a lot more overuse injuries. Definitely still see a lot of fractures. And I would say fractures are more the, kind of common run-of-the-mill acute injuries that we get in childhood athletics and sports. But the thing that gets most kids into my office more than an acute injury, especially from a commonality standpoint, is probably just chronic repetitive stress injuries to the bone or joints from various sports, whether it's gymnastics, baseball, soccer, football. It's all over the map.
So in the past years, have you seen an increase in these overuse injuries, and why do you think that happens?
I think definitely where we are here in Southern California, where we're blessed with good weather all year long, and as children's intensity in sports tends to increase, we're seeing a lot more children play year-round sports, multiple teams, whether it's a travel team and their local, let's say AYSO team, if it's soccer,
right?
Or some, even as they're going into the high school ages, they're doing both high school sports, so they'll do high school volleyball and club volleyball, sometimes simultaneously, rarely without a break. I think definitely the push, watching a lot of the professional athletes on television, guys who start earlier in their careers, and you see them like childhood prodigies. They try to emulate those athletes, and you start seeing kids starting to subspecialize in sports at ages as early as 4, 5, 6 years of age. So it's pretty incredible.
And from what I've seen, it seems like the shift has been towards more you play during a season, and then the rest of the season you're training and performing still at that high level, but maybe not competitively. But the use that you have on those joints and muscles and tendons is still there, just like if you were playing a game. So there really isn't a whole lot of off time for these kids, a lot of rest time.
Right. If they're not going from one team to the next during a year, what they are doing is doing one team, and then they're going to a strength and conditioning program, which is, like you said, almost as competitive sometimes. A lot of times, especially in our vicinity, a lot of the youth throwers will go to a professional ex-Major League Baseball pitching coach.
Right.
And again, I think that puts a lot of stress on a young growing arm.
Yeah. Now, so with these different injuries that you can have from overuse, how can you tell the difference between those and maybe just being tired or having a bad day?
I think that's a great question, too, especially in the kind of early adolescence, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. I think a lot of them are trying to get used to their bodies and what they may perceive as some soreness or just mild pain from just a tough workout could be misconstrued as overuse. But again, it's a fine line, and it's one of the things that I need to sift through a lot, whether it's just them getting used to normal soreness or if it's early overuse.
And leading into that, we were talking before that Little League has kind of put into account this pitch count rule that they have, which is something that when I was playing ball, it was more of innings pitched with a rest period in between. Now they've broken it down into 5 different age groups, with 17 to 18-year-olds pitching about 105 pitches per day, 13 to 16-year-olds with 95 pitches, 11 to 12-year-olds, 85 pitches, 9 to 10-year-olds, 75, and 7 to 8-year-olds are 50 pitches or less. And with that, if they do pitch that number, the days of rest comes into play, which I think is a something new that people are realizing, that maybe kids need a little bit more time in between when they're exerting themselves at such a high level.
Yeah, I think those are great points. And not only are those pitch counts set by Little League Baseball, what always kind of comes to my mind is what actually constitutes a pitch.
Right.
Is it warm-up throws before a game? It's definitely an actual pitch during competition. That's clear. One of the worst things that I see happen to a youth thrower is they'll go from pitcher to catcher in the same game.
Right.
And that's an absolute kind of taboo maneuver in my mind, because, again, that's almost a pitch back to the pitcher.
Right. And they've actually changed that now. Little League Baseball now has the rule that a pitcher cannot go to catcher in the same game. So that's, I think, a great step forward in what they're trying to do. But I, searching around, I didn't see a lot of other youth programs offering the same kind of guidance for their managers and for the adults that are taking care of these kids. I didn't see a whole lot of additional guidance with other sports. Is there anything out there like that that maybe we don't know about?
In regards to sports other than baseball?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
I think there's, you know, there's a big push in youth football as far as concussion education and right. programs like that. Some knee injury prevention programs for female youth soccer players, I think, are coming into the forefront. But the most important fundamental thing is to try to get education out there to the managers and coaches and parents and athletes so they can kind of recognize these injuries before it's too far gone.
Right. Now, how is an overuse injury treated? I mean, I know that probably every type of injury is a little bit different, but is there kind of a general regimen that you guys go through when it comes to treating them?
In general, it's going to depend upon the severity at presentation. So depending on how bad off they are when they show up in the office, it almost always takes into account rest, ice, anti-inflammatories for a brief period of time. My saying is, if you want something to really heal, the normal biology of the human body to allow full healing of a musculoskeletal injury is probably 12 to 16 weeks. Most wow. kids don't want to take that much time off. Most kiddos by about 2 weeks start to feel pretty good and they'll go back too soon. There is a role for casting and immobilization sometimes in an overuse injury, depending again how severe it is. If they're kind of more towards the moderate to severe stages of an overuse injury, especially if it's affecting a growth plate, a right. short period of casting to allow absolute rest is indicated. Again, a lot of these kids are really highly competitive. They're highly driven, and to slow them down is very difficult. And that's one of the places where a cast does come into the play. So sometimes I will, let's say if it's an ankle overuse injury, I'll do a cast for a month, right. a walking boot for a month, and then a month of physical therapy or so to try to get them back into the swing of things. That functional progression back to sport is super important, because again, they'll come out of a cast and they'll think at week four, they're ready to go back to full on, you know, three games in a weekend competition. Right. And they really need this slow kind of stepwise progression. And I think that's another area where we need to, you know, do a little bit better education as far as parents, coaches, et cetera, to try to get kids slowly back into competition and ramp back up.
Right. We see it in professional athletes. I mean, none of them come out of their injuries and immediately go back to the court. We
right. Even if you look at the baseball players, they'll go to, you know, minor league. They get right. kind of practice starts down in Florida. Like, you know, the New York Yankees always sending guys down there for a little bit before they're back, you know, in the big leagues again.
Exactly. And you have, you know, you have your NBA D league that, right. that a lot of the guys go to. And, you know, even guys like, I mean, I think we idolize a lot of the guys that are really tough when it comes to their sports. The Kobe Bryants, the LeBron James, the Peyton Mannings type guys that come back from these huge injuries in such a quick period of time, you know, we kind of make them these idols of the sports. And I think that brings back down to the kids that, hey, I need to be this tough, or I need to emulate what they're trying to do, instead of letting them know that, you know, what you're trying to do right now in rehabbing and getting back to 100% is actually the most important thing to get you to that step of the next level.
Right. And I think, you know, what's been great recently in current events is, you know, Adrian Peterson from the Minnesota Vikings and Derrick Rose from the Chicago Bulls. Both had ACL tears, took almost a full year plus off before they came back to their competitive sport. So I try to highlight those players and say, hey, these are guys, professional athletes with all types of resources available to them, and they took the full time prior to getting back into their sport.
Right, and the other part of it is that I think to focus on the fact that they haven't been replaced. They haven't been, there's nobody that's taken their spotlight away from them. The anticipation of them coming back is still there. And I think that's important for kids too. You know, the acceptance of being able to be that go-to guy on their sports team, the fear of somebody else taking that over in the time that they're injured, I would imagine has a huge effect on their psychological part of things.
Right. These sports to some of these children is everything. And that's another thing that I try to stress in my philosophy of care is diversification, and not just being a kind of one-trick pony and I only play baseball and that's all I do all year round, but just to play baseball, maybe swim part of the year, maybe, you know, play an instrument and have good social diversification in their life. So if there is something doesn't work out for them in one avenue of their life, there's still other things that are still working out to help them, you know, prosper.
So is there any other advice that you'd like to give young athletes out there and their parents about the topic of overuse injuries?
I think a good general rule of thumb is a 3-month vacation from sport. So if you're an overhead athlete and you're a thrower, is take a good 3 months off of being the baseball pitcher. And that doesn't mean you become the football quarterback, because again, you're using the same muscles. So try to use totally different muscles. If you're a soccer player and you're running a lot, maybe some throwing would be good for you. So to try to mix it up, I think let children participate in some more free play just with their peers. Try not to always have adults at all the practices with them and just have them organize their own games. I think we've gone away from that too much in the current years. And if you go back a decade or two, there were more kids doing pickup basketball and, you know, flag football on their own or two-hand touch. And I think we need to see a little bit more of that come back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was right there two decades ago.
That's right.
So I want to say thank you for coming in. It's been wonderful talking to you today. Again, this is John Schlechter. He is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon here at Chalk Children's Hospital. If you have any questions, you can always go to chalk.org, check out our website, see what's going on. And if you have any specific questions, hopefully they will be answered there.
Thank you, Brian.